Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Do you have a few minutes this evening to complete a survey with me?
Sure. I got just a few minutes, but
it takes like 5 to 7 minutes, depends on how quick we go through it, sir. But if you could be patient with me, it's a good conversation.
Okay.
Yeah? All right, perfect. Let's see here. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
I'd say somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue, okay? I'm going to read you a list. You just tell me 0, not important, 10, very important, or you can use any number in between. Crime and violence?
8.
8, okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
Okay. Healthcare?
8.
8, okay. Climate change?
4.
4. Here it is. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
10. Racism and discrimination?
8.
8, okay. Criminal justice reform?
7.
Okay. Immigration?
6.
6. Okay. Abortion rights?
6.
Okay. 6. All right. K through 12 education?
Some college, so 12.
I'm sorry?
Some college, 12.
12?
Yeah.
I didn't understand. The topic is K through 12 education. How important is that to you? Is it 0?
Oh, that's I thought you were asking my education level. I'm sorry. it's all fine. I would say 8.
8. All right. All right. Voting rights.
8.
8. Okay. Democracy.
Probably 8.
8, okay. What about reproductive freedom?
Probably about a 6.
6, okay. And student loan debt?
10.
10, okay. Yeah, it's very important, right?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local office in 2024. I know it's still a long ways off, and sometimes some things come up and prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote on the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're likely not to vote and 10 means you're extremely looking forward to vote?
I'm at about a 7.
7. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your race? White, black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
African American.
Okay. Now, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm male.
Okay. And your year of birth? I have 1989 here. Is that correct?
No, it's 1988.
88, okay. Let me fix that for you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have, or the highest degree you've received? You said some college?
Yeah.
A associate's degree or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power, and 10 means it has a lot of power.
No, 5.
5, okay. Good answer. How much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that most matters to your community? Now you can, please rate the amount of power you feel Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means Black community has no power at all, and 10 means Black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that do matter to the community.
I'd probably say about a 5. That's good.
5, okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have an opinion or have never heard of, I'm sorry, if you have no opinion or you've never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay? Now, I'm going to read you a list of people. You let me know. Tim Walz.
5.
Raphael Warnock.
10.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's strong if you got to think about it. That's very warm and favorable. Now, Brian Kemp?
5.
5? Okay. J.D. Vance?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no worries. That's a solid answer right there. John Ossoff. It's hard for me to pronounce that one.
Oh, that's fine. 10. Yeah.
10. Okay. Now, Brad Raffensperger.
5.
5. And Andre Dickens.
I'd still go 10. 10.
10. Okay. I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided?
Probably Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right.
Yeah.
I know it's still a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? To be the House of Representatives, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 elections, general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, no, I voted. It was for, you said 2020?
Yeah, Joe Biden, Donald Trump.
It was for Biden, yeah. It was for Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'd probably say much worse.
Much worse?
Okay. Yes.
Sometimes people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference on who you vote for?
I would say moderate difference.
Moderate, okay.
Yeah.
All right, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent the progress. You may choose any number in between, okay?
Yeah.
Vice President Harris, do you believe certainly prevented the progress? Were you expected to be right now, or do you, you're not sure, or certainly did not prevent the progress?
I would say 5.
5, okay.
Yeah.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly. What do you think about that?
I don't think they've done nothing. At 5, I would say.
5, okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery. Did that prevent your progress? Did not prevent your progress? Or five? I'm not sure.
I would say it prevented it, so I would say, eight.
Eight? All right, good answer.
Yeah.
Your local mayor, what about that?
I'm probably at about a six.
Six, all right.
Yeah.
And what about black voters?
Probably at about a seven.
Seven, okay. Now, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from, in your network, to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you're not too sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number in between, okay? Please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we demand funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debts, and discharge, and other aids. Does that motivate you to vote? Not too sure, or would not motivate you to vote at all?
I'd probably put it at 8.
8, okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to the path to future progress. How do you feel about that statement?
7.
Okay. I believe you get my drift here. I'm speed it up just a little bit, okay? Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This charge is expected to save consumers a substantially $10 billion annually, demonstrating that the Bureau's commitment to ease financial burdens and promotion fairies credit practice. How do you feel about that statement?
7.
7, okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significantly financial relief and providing access to credit for millions of individuals. How do you feel about that statement?
Does it motivate
you to vote? 10?
Yeah, it would.
That's a good one. That's a very good one, right? Now, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Brandon Taylor. Instead of 10, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're almost through. We're about 85% done here, okay? So thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some other questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, do you... 0 means it has no power at all, and 10 means it has a lot of power. Your individual vote.
I'd put it at a 5.
5, okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10. 0 means black community has no power, and 10 means that black community has a lot of power.
6.
To make 6? Okay.
Yeah.
As you may know, there will be an election for President of U.S. Congress and state local offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long ways off, but sometimes people come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely do you, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're likely to vote, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
I'm at like a 7.
7, okay. Thinking about the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, much better, stay the same, worse, or no change?
Much worse.
Much worse, okay. You are registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Perfect. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months, 6 months to a year, or more than a year ago?
More than a year.
Excellent. Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, or through
the government? Well, it was automatically, but it was at a government building.
Okay. Automatically through motor register process, through a political party organizations, automatically. I have automatically through motor voter laws or other automatic registration process. Is that good for you?
Yeah, that's what it is. Automatic.
Perfect.
Motor voter,
okay. Excuse the question. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Three, bisexual.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age or younger?
No.
No. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish of any origin?
No.
Okay. Nope. Here it is. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I mean, I get Democrat. I'll say Democrat. But...
Democrat? All right.
Yeah.
Strong Democrat or somewhat? Or not too strong?
Somewhat. Not strong at all.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? If necessary, ask, would you say you are full-time, part-time, temporarily? Unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student.
Full-time.
Full-time? Okay.
Yes.
Now, last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. You can say a round-off number. It doesn't matter. 25 to 34K, 35 to 44K, 45K to 55K, 55, 64, 65, 74, or 75 and above.
45 to 55.
Okay, perfect. Now this concludes our survey. I highly appreciate your time. You have yourself a wonderful evening. Thank you very much for participating today. All right.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.